More than 5 dozen Democratic lawmakers from the California legislature gathered at the state capitol to denounce the killing of Veterans Affairs ICU nurse Alex Preti by federal agents in Minneapolis, calling for justice, accountability, and an end to what they described as violent and chaotic acts of retribution disguised as immigration enforcement.
What is unfolding in Minneapolis is not isolated. It's not isolated because it affects each and every one of us.
That was Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, who not only targeted the Trump administration, but also members of his own party.
I'm calling on our national Democratic leaders to stand resolutely against this president. And if that means shutting down the federal government, then so be it. Shut it down. And Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, he has to lead with strength. Or if not, step aside and allow someone who will.
Lawmakers warned that fundamental freedoms and pillars of democracy are under attack.
The freedom to assemble, freedom of the press, the freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to due process under the law. And now with the killings of Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preti in Minnesota, of Keith Porter here in California, and Silvero Villegas Gonzalez in Illinois, it seems like our very right to life is under attack as well.
And Senate President pro tempore Monique Lemon echoed those concerns.
Last summer, we saw a death of a farm worker under the guise of immigration ICE agents. And these deaths have not stopped. They are in all corners of this country in this moment.
Assembly member Liz Ortega, vice chair of the Latino caucus, agreed.
What we're seeing right now is not normal. And no one, and I mean no one, is safe.
Ortega also called on Congress to act.
Stand up for something. No more smiley faces or promises that you do not keep. No more statements of strength. If you say you're going to do something, do it.
Los Angeles Assembly Member Pilar Schiavo, a former nurse and longtime patient advocate, became emotional, her voice cracking while thanking Preti for his service.
Every piece of me was crushed when we witnessed the killing a VA registered nurse, Alex Preti. I'm forever grateful for nurses like Alex, who saved my dad's life more times than I can count. After 13 years of working alongside nurses, I know this without ever even meeting him. I know Alex had a big heart. I know that he was a fierce advocate for his patients, because that is what nurses do. They care for people. They're helpers. So, of course, Alex protected a woman as she was pushed down to the ground by immigration agents.
Assemblymember Mark Gonzalez of L.A. co-authored SB 627, a new law limiting anonymity in law enforcement. Beginning this month, California will ban officers from covering their faces, putting state and local police at odds with masked immigration agents.
ICE publicly executed Renee Good. ICE forcibly took a five-year-old from their family. ICE murdered a peaceful protester in broad daylight. Where there should be protection, there is only the echo of gunfire. In 2026 alone, only 26 days into this new year, ICE has already killed 9 innocent people. Alex Preti, Renee Good, Keith Porter, Heber Sanchez Dominguez, Victor Manuel Diaz, Perdi La, Luis Beltran Yanez Cruz, Luis Gustavo Nunez Caceres, and Gerardo Lunas. Say their names, because silence is complicity, and I'm talking to you, Republicans.
In June of last year, 6 California Republicans sent a letter to President Trump urging him to focus on immigration enforcement on violent criminals. warning that sweeping raids are instilling widespread fear in their communities. However, unlike a handful of Republican lawmakers in the House, none of California's 10 Republican members have issued a collective or individual statement, according to their media offices. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.